Second part of this, my life and my dignity returned my sane ability to live a life at all here in the United States of America. They have been violated several frequently times during my experiences with Ryan Whitecare case management, and I can prove it. http://www.un.org/ESA/soapgov/enable/convinfoguide.htm I'm sorry about your experience with Ryan White. It sounds awful and debilitating. This is FAP. We can't control the UN law. We're not even a judiciary, so we can't change legal status. I'm not sure how engaging with us can help you. You need a solicitor or a lawyer or something along those lines. FAP just feeds the hungry, provides rent and rides to those that need it, and help guide those that need medical attention. Do you understand? This is how I feel about apologies that are out of your personal control or capabilities to become empathetic about. You can't apologize for something that is not personally your moral responsibility. You cannot be a proxy for that apology, and therefore, a sorry here is not appropriate by issuance of FAP, unless of course you are a part of the internal methods of this conspiracy, which I need to have addressed and terminated at the promptness due my case, as best possible. The Union LAW, United Nations, applies to the United States of America, therefore applies to us all. How insulting do you think that reply here is to the true formation of guidance missions of the United Nations? Insulting to me. You probably should link to an overview the Enable page of the United Nations, to grasp the concepts of that placement foundation, to explore those options together with me please. And so far all I see is the style of conflict of interest positions of case, management and policy here, with you defensive posture of what FAP can do for me, without addressing my full and complete care needs. According to your services introduction letter from your exec director, the following says proceed with me unified, and I will tell you why. I will give you clarity that you must proceed and not detach from my request here. I am way up on all of the issues, so please don't insult my intelligence again. Thank you. According to the quote on your introduction letter, it says, Foothill AIDS Project offers a variety of services including case management, mental health support, this one relevant, food programs, housing assistance, transportation to medical appointments, public benefits counseling, treatment advocacy, this one again relevant, family support, another relevant and referrals for medical care, already done, home health services, another one relevant I am requesting, substance abuse programs, NA and HIV AIDS health education and risk reduction, I think I can benefit from an exchange on that topic of services offered. Do you disagree that is the full and complete services offered by FAP? As it applies to this letter, the final paragraph of your own staff, in mental health, suggests a course to follow which I am now in need of required assistance in that resolution, both of Oakland housing and now appended to Denver housing resolutions. You can't deny that statement is in the middle of this case. Do you want to continue to deny that fact and dismiss all of this content here to affirm my rights? That would be the services of the mental health in this case that I am requesting my case to be person-centered, outside of the set into status quo conflict of interest case management system you are currently working within.